Hey, Trevor.
Hey. Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm great.
You're great.
Yeah. So, I want to tell you something.
Not fantastic.
Well, I mean, tomorrow will be fantastic.
Tomorrow you'll be fantastic.
Yeah, tomorrow's the last day.
Today you're just great. Yeah. Oh, because you're a teacher.
Yeah.
She's a teacher.
Well, almost.
Of people that are like, don't like being taught. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, special, what do you call it?
No, teenagers.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Teenagers do not like being taught.
No, I don't like it.
So.
What are we talking? Hold on. We haven't even talked about our sponsors
yet. We don't have any. That's why we're skipping past that. So, went with Monica to Walmart yesterday.
I wanted to hit the Free the Cheese campaign, though.
All right, you hit Free the Cheese.
Free the Cheese. Under the feet of Springfieldonians lays 1.4 billion pounds of cheese.
Yes.
And I would like to hashtag Free the Cheese. I don't know what a hashtag means.
It's okay. Just say it.
Do we have to make a hashtag? So, like, what do you do with that?
It'll be fine.
Anyway.
Hashtag Free the Cheese. Yes.
Hashtag Free the Cheese.
Yes.
Arm and Hammer. Oh, wait. They're farther
We don't have them anymore.
Okay. Yeah, we've got no. Hashtag Free the Cheese. Springfield, Missouri. Get the cheese.
Yes. Good job.
And we're trying to figure out how to raise money for pickaxes and shovels and stuff.
Yeah.
So people can get at the cheese.
Yep.
And I don't think it's really that, like, all that well guarded.
Probably not. I mean, we may have to do some recon.
No, you know what kind of cheese it is?
I believe it's American pasteurized cheese spread.
Yeah, it's American cheese, right?
Hey, whatever. It's got some calcium in it.
So, shouldn't we give it back to America?
Oh, American cheese. Back to
since
America.
It's
yeah.
America's cheese.
Oh, that totally makes sense. I didn't think of it that way.
That's
Thank
all
you.
I'm getting at here.
Good job. Thank you.
I'm not running for office. I might stroll for office.
Do you know where? Yeah.
Or lollygag for office. I'm not running anywhere.
Exactly.
I'm not going to. I'm overrunning. Well, except when I have to.
Right.
Like, if there's, like.
A PT test.
An emergency. Or, yes. Or a PT test. That's it. That's all I'm running.
And really, do you have to run in a PT test?
Yeah.
Is it just like a jog now?
Yeah, for the males? Yeah. Because they made it like the same run. You don't want to talk about that, do
you? No.
So for the guys, yeah, it's a stroll.
Yeah. All right.
What would you like to talk about? Something else.
So I was telling you.
Yeah, you're telling me.
That we went to Walmart yesterday.
You went
where
to
they
Walmart.
Sell American cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so, I think you buy that pretty much anywhere. I don't think it's like a Walmart exclusive.
Well, I was just making a segue. Mm. Yeah, all right. So, not the kind you ride.
You ride an American cheese?
No, a segue.
Oh, a segue.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So. Do they still have those?
Yeah,
Shaq, the last guy to buy one?
Probably, but they still have
it was them. Like 12 years ago. I don't think they make those anymore.
No, I know somebody that works for that company. Yeah. I mean, they're more into motorized bikes. Anyway,
Walmart?
Why are you distracting me?
No, you're telling me things. I haven't seen anybody at a Segway. When was the last time you saw somebody at a Segway?
I don't know, but I'll find one just so I can.
I don't think you've seen anybody
you have a date.
In 10 years, at least 10 years, on a Segway.
All right.
I don't think you could buy one if you wanted to right now. I don't think you could.
I don't know, man.
You don't even, like, name, you tell me, Michelle.
What?
You tell me one person you know that's riding around on a Segway.
Yeah, I don't.
One person.
No. Well, I don't think they're legal in Arkansas.
No, I just mean in general. What you say on TikTok or...
I don't do the talks.
Well, I don't know. I don't even know what the hashtag is for it. But, you know, any of that stuff. You tell me in the interwebs...
See, now
in you... In the school system...
Now you've gotten off on one, all this other stuff.
You tell me one guy you... One person you've seen on a Segway.
So...
In the last 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. Look, you've done it to me now. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but I'm talking... This is what we're talking about now. You tell me... We're talking about Walmart.
Look...
You think you can just roll up to a Walmart on your Segway and cruise around?
No, I said that Monica and I went to Walmart, and you said, well, you and Jade gave up on us at Walmart. And I said, yeah, because you have no idea how to shop.
Jade is her dog.
Jade was my service dog.
Yeah, and you guys gave up on our shopping at Walmart.
Yeah, because you don't know how to shop.
Okay, now expound.
Well, for anyone that has ever been in a Walmart Supercenter, it is a very large... Or wait, for anyone who's not been in one, it is a very large, big box store.
Big box.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Big box. I get any big box. It's mostly small.
Well,
boxes.
The big boxes are up on the risers before they break.
I don't know
open.
What that means. Big yeah. Box. Like, you just get
it's a big building in the shape of a box. A big
box. I thought they meant I was getting boxes of stuff out of there. Now, see, Sam's would be, or Costco would be a big box.
Yeah.
Then that's where I go and get a big box. Like, you know what I need in my life? 84 rolls of paper towels.
I mean.
And then that's your whole shopping cart. I got one big box. And I'm out the door. You're saying, because, the whole store looks like a box?
Yes.
Yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. All right.
I thought it meant, like, the boxes I was buying.
Yeah. So, there's, like, sporting goods back in the northwest corner, and there's, like, fruits and vegetables up in the, like, southeast corner.
Yeah,
and
this is correct.
And then... There's all kinds of stuff randomly throughout, right?
And the peanut butter isn't next to the jelly.
So, we don't have a... Okay, I understand that I have a little bit of OCD. I get that.
Okay.
So when I make... Oh, wait, that's a thing. So, I make a grocery list when I go to the grocery store... Or to the store. We don't have a lot of options here where we're at. Just FYI. I make a list and I categorize my stuff in the list based on the flow of store. Now,
what does that mean? Flow of store.
Flow of the store. So I like go into the home goods area. And non-refrigerated stuff. And then you go up and down the aisles as you need to. And you check everything off your list. And then you check out. It's a pattern. It's a process. You are like, oh, hey, I'm over here picking out some refrigerated product. Now I'm going to go to the opposite end of the store that takes like 20 minutes to get there.
I needed baseballs.
Or let me go see what new pocket knives they have.
Well, maybe that's an important thing.
And then you gotta wait because they're in a case.
So I went to Sporting Goods.
And then they gotta come unlock the case and you gotta like play with the mechanisms or whatever. And you're like, oh, you know what would be good is if we went and got some milk.
Yeah.
And then you put some milk in the cart way on the other side of the store. And then you go, oh, you know what? I think I need some towels. So you go back to the other side of the store.
Well, that's the middle of the store.
But... yeah. And so, Jake and I gave up on it. Because it was like, look, I have way overachieved my steps for the day. We're just going to go stand somewhere and wait.
Now, how do you think Walmart could improve to make my shopping experience more efficient?
Online shopping.
Because I'm not taking any responsibility for that's
So if you do the online grocery order or whatever, and then you can pick whatever you want, you can go back and forth to what, you know, none of your stuff is spoiling while you're, like, willy-nillying it back and forth through the website. Yeah.
That's your official opinion.
Yeah, for you, yes.
When we started out of our...
And then... Well, what? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. We stopped before we started recording. Because you were like, you and Jay just gave up on us. This is a whole story in itself. And so...
It is. They quit.
So we stopped and we started recording and this is where we're at.
What I do...
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you something, Michelle. Are you listening?
I'm trying.
I like to do... And my son hates this.
Oh.
I like to do what I call the tour.
Okay.
The Walmart tour.
All right.
And I'm going to grab the biggest, fattest, stupidest. And what I want to do is steal one of the shopping carts they have at Sam's.
Yeah.
And bring it over to Walmart and then do it. Because, you know, the Walmart ones are not really up for the fight.
Okay.
They're a little smallish.
Yeah.
Here's a different thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Go for it.
You ever been to Home Depot or Lowe's?
Yes. I have been to both of those retailers.
All right. Now, you ever get, like, the shopping cart?
Mm-hmm.
It's got, like, that one wheel that won't stop spinning around.
Right.
Or it's squeaky. Or it's wobbly. It's you get a bad shopping cart. That's what I'm saying.
That's happened a lot.
When you go to a Lowe's or a Home Depot.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Now, how much faith do you have in that store, or anyone working there, as soon as you touch that shopping cart?
Me personally, what is my opinion? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I do not look as that as a reflection on the store.
No, I have a huge problem.
Yes, of course you would.
A huge problem. Like, I'm going to a home improvement store.
They can't improve their own carts.
A Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever it is, Handy Dan, I don't care. You know, I'm there, and their shopping carts aren't even aligned. The wheels are all off. Squeaky.
Because the real shoppers use the big lumber kind of cart.
Yeah, you know, one time I was at a Lowe's and they had buckets laying around because the roof was leaking. You know? Now, how much faith do you have in that? This is the company or the place I'm coming to help me fix all the crap I have in my pile back home. And they can't even fix their pile.
They have all the tools.
They got all the tools. They got all the WD-40. They got all the freaking bearings. They got all the stuff.
Yeah.
And they got all the roofing materials.
All the wrenches, all the plumbing. They got all of it.
Right. Yeah. You see why I got a problem with this? You see why I got a problem with that, Michelle? You see what I'm saying to you? It's not a cop. It's as simple. I'm just saying, when you go over there and these guys can't control their own, they can't fix their own freaking shopping carts. How much faith am I supposed to have in this institution? Simple question.